This guy is horrified after learning the meaning of the Macarena. And he's triggered now that he found out what it meant.
Tell me all right, let me find out.
You listened to when you were younger and you grew up and realized it's really dirty.
Yes, I'm stitching my own video. Sue me. But you're never going to believe this. So you know the Macarena, the song that goes dun da da dun da da dun Macarena, eh Macarena, doroi, something like that. Anyway, that was at every single one of my school discos at about 10 years old, and it's about a woman whose boyfriend.
But discos. Discos.
I'm sorry, he's so handsome, and I love the accent. I can't pay attention to what he's saying.
Way has a school discos at about 10 years old, and it's about a woman whose boyfriend is about to join the army, and she, when he's away, has a threesome with his two best mates. No joke. Google it. What the f***?
Oh my God, those eyes. He's so handsome. So, can you play that again?
Oy vey. So you just care about it's that stupid accent. That's what gets you.
It's that accent, and he's very handsome. It's not just the accent. He's incredibly handsome.
No, it's the accent.
No, he's handsome. Like, I don't care what accent was coming out of that mouth. That's one handsome man.
Okay, let's try something now. We'll find out if it's the accent or it's the guy. We're gonna overdub the guy's voice with my voice.
Okay.
And we'll see if you still find him hot. Okay. This is scary. Yes, I'm stitching my old video. Screw me.
Do you not read? What's wrong with
it's going
you?
Too fast. But you know the Macarena sings, hey, Macarena.
You know what? You can just do this on mute.
Macarena. Okay. Anyway, it was at every single one of my school discos about 10 years ago. And this is about a woman whose boyfriend is about to join the army, right? And when he's away, she has a threesome with his two best mates. No joke. Google it. What the F?
He's handsome. That smile. Oh, my God.
Is he still hot to you?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, he's got a gorgeous smile.
Lion King.
I have no idea what he said. I wasn't paying attention. I was too busy objectifying him.
She said he was a 12. So 1 out of 10, he's a 12.
See? Lion King Kitty says he's a 12. See? Out of 10.
Okay, did my voice over to him take him down to at least a 9?
No, I wasn't paying attention to you at all. I was still looking into those blue eyes.
He didn't care for when he was talking. You didn't listen to a word he said, and when I talked, you didn't listen to a word he said.
You know what? When a guy's that handsome and he has an accent, that's almost like, you know, you go to your favorite restaurant and they have your favorite cake, and you're like, oh my God, I can eat this amazing cake.
And
then while you're eating the cake, they're like, and it's free. It's like, that's what? I was okay with cake, and now it's like, and it's free? You had me a cake.
You had me a cake. All right, so today was the big day on the talk.
Oh no, what did they do today? Is today the day that they announced that Sharon Osbourne wasn't coming back?
It's Monday, April 12th. And it's time for an episode of The Talk that will be unlike any other we've had before.
Okay, I'm turning it.
We haven't been together at the studio since...
Now, look, Friends is on another channel.
...week of March 10th. And as you may know, during our break, Sharon decided...
Look, Shipping Wars is on.
...to leave The Talk. We need to process the events of that day and what happened since so we can get to the healing. Over the next hour, we will honestly discuss what occurred and explore some of our feelings.
Why are her hands like that? Why are her hands like that? I'm very distracted by those hands. It's like this is the church. This is the steeple. Is she going to open up and show me the people?
And she's wearing a church getup. That's like the robe that you wear when you
those
sing
sleeves.
In the choir. And she's like got Donald Trump hands. It's like little itty bitty hands.
Yeah. It's the whole thing's
the events
so strange.
Of that day and what happened since so we can get to the healing. Over the next hour, we will honestly discuss what occurred and explore some of our feelings. And we'll also show you how anyone can become more comfortable discussing important issues and having difficult conversations. And by the end of the hour, we want everyone to feel empowered and ready to move forward. So, let's start talking.
And if you don't agree, we will fire you.
No, that's not what happened. It's not that she disagreed. It's the whole reason why. Okay, she's Sharon Osbourne. I guess they probably asked her to resign. It was one of those things where she's like, I guess I'm just going to resign. They left it in her court. but they were going to probably fire her because, look, she said some really crappy things. She said crappy things on air, and she said even crappier things off air. And then old hosts from the talk kept coming forward and going, hi, like Leah Remini was like, can I tell you about the racist things that she said to me? And then she used to say terrible things about Julie Chen, who used to host the show. And she would say like really anti-Asian things. And I mean, she said some horrible things about a lot of people to everybody. It's like, she had no problem sharing these like really horrible, not even just racist, just these terrible things that she was saying about people. It's like, if you have those thoughts, like, why would you share? Why do you think Leah Remini agrees with you that she wants to hear it? Mm. She was the first person to come forward and be like, finally, let me tell you some of the things this bitch was telling me. So apparently Sharon Osbourne has just been like saying crappy things about most of the people on the show with her for a long time.
Bastard, lying, oh, I can't scam. Stop him. Shut up. Shut up.
Hold on. What is that?
Your Ted Nugent thing.
Oh, I don't want to talk about him anymore. I'm bored of that.
You're bored of Ted Nugent?
Yeah, I'm already. You know what? He's so stupid. I don't even want to give him any air.
What is he talking about? Is he just,
he doesn't believe COVID. You know what? I'm not even going to give any more. I thought about it. Let's not give any airtime or any oxygen to these moronic COVID deniers. Really, to this day, you still deny COVID. 500,000 people have died, mm-hmm. and you still don't think COVID is a thing. You know, go fuck yourself.
The good thing is you were saying the other day that a couple was not paying to say that COVID doesn't exist. And
oh, did I say this off the air or on the air?
Yeah, it was off the air.
Oh, okay. So I'll say it on the air then. Okay. I'll tell you the story on the air. Yes. So, okay. There's a store near me that has been around forever. And I live in a neighborhood where like everybody knows everybody in my neighborhood. It's, you know, even like Lion King Kitty probably knows exactly who these people are I'm not going to name them because I don't want to, you know, mm-hmm. I don't want to name and shame. I don't want to do that. But I will tell you what happened. So, they're just a store, and they actually got looted during the riots, and everybody was just like, you know, helping them. And they were like, they're part of the fabric of our community. So the store gets up and running again. And my friend works with the woman who owns the store. It's a husband and a wife. My friend works with the woman. And she said to him, this is our friend that has a salon. She goes into the salon. She goes, why do you have all these screens up? Why you guys like have the masks on and everything? What's wrong with you? And he's like, it's first of all, it's COVID. So I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get my clients sick. And, you know, there's New York rules we have to follow. If we want to be open during COVID, we have to follow these rules. And right. she's like, why would you follow rules about something that doesn't exist? Like COVID isn't a thing. Like just get real, like Google it. You'll see. And he didn't realize that she was a total COVID denier. She and her husband were total COVID deniers. Not even people that were just like, we'll be fine. She literally was saying that the CDC is lying and the government is lying and they weren't wearing masks. And of course, what happened? This is the punchline that we've been hearing for the past year. The husband died of COVID.
Of COVID.
Yeah.
I wonder if she believes now.
And just died too. Like, it's like, you're going to get COVID this late in the game. Really? Mm. Like we have so much more information now.
I know, but 7,000 people a day are still getting it.
I mean, I wonder, is that the variant? Is it because people are sick of being inside? So they're going out, they're taking more risks. Like what's up?
I don't know. I was listening to a girl at work today and she's, I don't know, 25, 26 years old, but she said, I don't believe it because I haven't had it and I've not worn a mask once. 7,000 people are still getting sick every single day.
Right, right. I mean, just because she doesn't have it doesn't mean she doesn't carry it. Doesn't mean she didn't go give it to her grandma.
It doesn't mean that she didn't have it in January.